Hello and welcome to the graduate series of the Chatty Freelancer podcast, a special series where I give recent graduates from Glasgow Cali University a chance to let their personalities shine as they embark into the creative industries. In this episode, I am joined by the lovely Mirren. Hello, Mirren. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Welcome to the podcast.
I know, so excited.
How are you feeling now that everything's sort of finishing up and you're moving forward outside of uni?
I mean, it's exciting, but I was like the only one in the class to cry on the last day.
Happy tears, I hope.
Oh, absolutely. It was like when people were starting to leave, I was like, oh my God, this is the last time we're all together. This is so sad. And everyone's looking at me like, oh my God, Mirren's crying. Like, don't look at her.
That's nice though, because from being with you guys, the few times I've been with you, you seem quite close-knit.
Yeah.
But that seemed to grow. Every time I came in, you were closer together. It seems like you's all built quite nice relationships and friendships.
Yeah, I think because the class, it's not that big. Like when you look at other uni, like classes, they're like massive, but there isn't that many of us, so I think because of that we did become really, really close.
And you're always together as well. It's not like, you know, traditional university where you've got like multiple classes and there's like big auditoriums full of people and it's like American movies. You know what I mean? You're just that 30 for the full 2 years. So it's amazing. And I think these are all just fantastic. But I sent you a list of questions like I did with all the students to pick five from. And you've sent me your five. So we'll just get stuck right into it, Mirren. So your first question that you picked was, tell me about a project that you were happiest/proudest of. And why was that?
So we did like a creative practice brief. So it was basically a brief where you could kind of do whatever you wanted, which I love.
Fabulous.
As a designer. So it's so fun. It's also like, oh God, what'd I do?
Yeah.
Like, you're like, I can do anything. So what'd I do? So I decided to do a typography magazine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I love typography.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just thought, as much as I liked the fact that it was a digital course, I was like, I kind of want to do something a wee bit more traditional, and because I came from graphic design, like that was my background.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I want to tap into that a wee bit. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I made my typography magazine and I loved it.
Amazing.
And I'm so proud of it.
I need to see it. I didn't manage to get around to your stall. I kept trying to come to your stall at the Creative Caledonian Creates.
Yeah, yeah.
Caledonian Creates?
Yeah.
Aye. And it was always really busy. I was like, she's away. She's like, you were proper in that wee corner for like a long time, just like talking to people. It was great though.
I know, because I brought my mum to that and I was like showing her everyone's work and I'm like, oh, this is such and such. She's like, right, okay, can you go back to your corner? Because people are going to be looking at your work and you're not there, so stay there. And I was like, right, okay.
You're your momager.
I know, I love her so much.
That's brilliant. Oh, so like, what kind of typography is it you like? What was it? Was there a theme to the magazine? What was it you loved most about it?
Yeah, so what it was basically explaining a bit about typography, like an introduction to it. So if a student were to pick it up and they kind of didn't know much about typography, they could pick it up and read it and kind of understand a bit about it, like what serif fonts are and sans serif. And then as further on you go, it had, I think, four different typographers and explained their work and like how different each were, but they were all like really amazing in their own right, sort of thing. So I had like David Carson and Jessica Hitch and like all these different.
That must have been fun. I am with you. I'm in the typography boat. Like that's where I sort of fell in love with digital design. Like that, like I started like illustrating and stuff, but then I found type and I was like, oh my God. Like, see, I don't know about you, but I get so excited about like researching fonts and looking for fonts and trying fonts.
Absolutely.
That sounds so geeky, but it's so true. So do you see yourself going into that field, like specialising in that field, if you are going into industry, like, or are you a bit of a generalist? Like, is that something that you're looking to do in the industry?
I mean, I am a bit of a generalist. Like, I love branding and I love motion as well, but I do love typography. Like, it just has, like, a wee special place in my heart, as sad as that sounds, but...
That's good to hear, though, that you'll want to love the work that you're doing, and if you're genuinely passionate about it, then and absolutely just run with it. I need to see this magazine because I know I would love it. So the second question you picked was, what was the biggest mistake you made and how did you learn from it?
So I was in a group project. And sometimes I love group projects. I love the people. I think collaboration is so important, especially as a designer, because sometimes when you're doing your work, you can kind of get too close to it.
Yeah.
So having other people like around you, I think they'll pick up on things that you maybe didn't see, or they might give you ideas that you're like, oh my God, I wish I thought of that.
Yeah.
But but I was in a group project this year and it was really, really difficult. I was the only female in the group. I was in a group of like of guys.
Yeah.
And I didn't, because of that, I didn't put myself forward as to kind of lead the group.
Mm-hmm.
And I so wish I did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think it's just that way of thinking, I don't want them thinking I'm like bossy.
Uh-huh. And I think I feel you.
And I think being like a woman in a group of men, it sometimes can be really, really hard to voice your opinion because you don't want to be seen a certain way.
Yes.
And I wish I'd just done it. I wish I'd just kind of opened my mouth.
Yeah, yeah. And do you think they would have been welcome to that?
Absolutely. Like, the class, it is mainly guys in the class.
Yeah.
And they would have been fine.
Yeah, yeah.
They would have been like, all right, cool. Yeah, that's fine. That's a good idea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you felt yourself just kind of not, kind of taking more of a back seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wish I was able to just, I would be fine doing it now. I think it was because it was the start of second year. I was kind of like, I don't want to say anything.
It's a big thing in industry as well, I think, is just the everything surrounding women in work in general. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of women will feel the exact same as you. I did it when I was at uni as well. There was times where I didn't feel like I could just say what I wanted to say with the fear of looking bossy.
Yeah.
Or taking control. But it sounds like from speaking to your like fellow students and things, like you are a very good collaborator and a very good leader as well. So it is a shame, but mm-hmm. it's good that you have recognised it and we won't do it again. Was there like a project that further down the line where you didn't do that and you took a bit of more of a lead or you had a bit more of a say?
Not yet, but you know that way that I'm like, I would totally just do it now.
Yeah.
So if the opportunity came up again, I'd be like, yeah, I'll do it, guys.
That's so good to hear, because I would hate to, I'd hate to see you just sort of kind of retreat mm-hmm. into yourself in that situation, because you're a very vibrant, bubbly person, and you should be able to feel comfortable in a group, no matter where you're with loads of guys or loads of girls or mm-hmm. whatever it is. Like, you should be able to feel that you can, you know, put yourself out there a bit more. And I think this uni course allows you to do that in a really comfortable environment.
Yeah.
But I totally am with you on the fear of feeling bossy, because it's mm-hmm. it's like it's constant. Like I right now would say that I'm not fully like good at taking control and sometimes feel a bit of like an imposter. So I'm just like, I shouldn't be doing that. Chloe, who do you think you are? Like, what the fuck? But you're probably sitting there with like amazing ideas and you're just so scared to say them.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a shame. Sorry, I'm so passionate about this topic.
No, I should.
Like, it is so, and it's, but I'm glad that you have learned from it and that you're not, whenever you're faced with that situation again, you have to feel more confident to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
So that's beautiful to hear. So your third question that you asked for was, what inspires you to design? Which is a pretty big question.
It is. It's a massive question. I think growing up, I was always dead kind of artsy, I guess. Like, I'm an only child and, like, growing up, I was painfully shy and quiet.
Really?
I couldn't speak.
Wow.
So, like, did you ever do this thing in school where you had to, like, read poetry for like Burns Day and stuff? Yeah. So when I was like in what, primary two, so mm-hmm. that's like 6, 7, I couldn't get up in front of the class and speak.
Oh no.
And I had to do it to my teacher one-on-one, like during breaks or lunch times, because I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think being a quiet kid, you do end up being really creative.
Yes, I would agree.
I was that kid that was always drawing, and when I became a teenager, I was like making stop motion animation in my room.
I love it.
Like, I wasn't that, you know, teenager that was going out and hanging out with boys. I was in my room making stop motion.
That's so me. I love that. So, I need to see these. Oh, if you still have them.
Still got the old iPad. It's still saved on there.
What kind of stop motion? Like, was it like, did you make up little stories or was it just like really short animations? Like, what was it?
It was almost like, because I did ballet and dancing, so I would like make like puppets dance.
Cute.
And do like ballet moves and stuff like that. So yeah, that, I think because being so creative and being that kid that was really quiet, I think that kind of is still in me, like that really shy, quiet
mm-hmm.
wee girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm almost doing this for her.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Because if I told her, yeah, you'd be in uni and you'd be speaking on a podcast, I'd be like, no, I'm not.
Like, I know, that's what I was just thinking. I was like, You're shy? Sorry, what? Like, what?
No, people get really surprised. Like, I think we had the same mentor. So I had Andrew.
Yeah.
I remember he ended up meeting my mum and he was like, your mum said that you're quite shy. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not confident by nature.
Yeah.
Like, it takes a lot for me to kind of push myself out of my comfort zone, but I'll always do it.
Yeah. I absolutely adore that you've went from that to now this, like you're saying, sitting on a podcast and talking about yourself. And I love that your inspiration is like your...
younger self.
Your younger self. That's lovely. I was quite similar. Like you were saying, like just as a kid, I was a wee bit, shy. And I was just sort of, I would copy my PS2 covers. Like I'd just be constantly drawing, like constantly copying, constantly. My mum still got a big book full of like all the drawings I did when I was a kid, because that's what I done. I was Chloe that draws. It's like you were similar. So it's, I think a lot of creative people maybe have a similar origin story, but I love that you're using that as your driver for inspiration. That's amazing. So your fourth question was, how do you handle creative blocks or moments when you're not feeling inspired?
So this is going to sound really funny, but this is genuinely what I do. So I'll be sitting at my desk and I'll be looking at my work and I'll be like, oh my God, this isn't coming, this isn't flowing. Mm-hmm. So what I do is I'm like, right, get away from it for a few minutes. So I'll stand up, put on my tunes and I'll start dancing. That's genuinely what I do, because I'm like, right, I need to move somehow.
Yeah, because like at a desk you're just like, ugh.
Yeah, you feel almost a bit stiff.
Yeah.
I need to like just get up, blast some music. Like anything, I'll play my show tunes and all my musicals and stuff like that.
Are you a theatre gal?
Absolutely, yes.
Have you seen the Wicked trailer?
For the
film?
Yes.
It looks amazing.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. We saw Wicked, like me and my mum, at Christmas time. I cried 3 times.
I've never seen the show. I just love the music. It's so weird. And the reason why I love the music is because of Glee.
Right, yep. Uh-huh.
I was a Glee girl. Loved it. Oh, same. I love musical theatre.
So yeah, I think just getting like moving and kind of having that on, it kind of does spark my creativity, because I'm like, right, I'm feeling like I'm pumped up now.
A bit lighter, a bit looser.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's a really, really good way to tackle it. Because I think a lot of people think they need to, I don't know, do something creative to be creative, but really sometimes it's just as simple as getting up having a boogie. And just listening to some music. I listen to a lot of music as well, and it does genuinely help me. Like if you're, I don't know if you listen to music when you're cooking, or like I'll always try to listen to music wherever I possibly can, because it makes me feel so much better. what's your kind of, outside of theatre, musicals, like what's your sort of genre, what's your music taste, what do you listen to?
I don't know, my music taste is so like varied, like it's kind of not funny. Like 1 minute I'm listening to Joan Jett, and like I say the next minute I'm listening to like musicals and it's like all happy and upbeat. It's like, this is really varied. This is like,
what's your go-to dance song if you were say you're sitting at your desk and you were feeling a bit stiff and a bit like uncreative, for fuck's sake, what would be your go-to song that you had to put on in that moment to like feel better?
Probably a Walk the Moon song, like Shut Up and Dance. Like, so generic, but it really is just that way. But it's like, it's got such like a good like, or even like a bit of Journey.
We should just put music on mid and start booking.
I mean, a bit of Florence and the Machine as well.
Actually, so funny you say that. I've been listening to one of our songs that I've never heard. I don't know why. Free.
Oh right,
that's a great song.
Yeah.
I'm just like in the car whipping my hair, because it's like, it's so, as you said, it's like just, I don't know, it's just very freeing when you listen to it.
Yeah, it's quite airy and you feel quite like light almost.
Yeah, so I love that as your creative block sort of coping mechanism, because that's a great, great one. Your last question, which was, what has been your highlight from your university experience?
I think we amazingly got the chance to go to Barcelona to see Ashley Robertson speak off. And I mean, that was amazing seeing her speak. Again, I cried. I promise I'm not a massive crier.
At her talk. Oh, bless you.
Like, she put it on and she had like, she was showing I think it's like a mailbox or something like that says, call your mum.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
And I burst into tears. And I was like, oh my God, that's like so cute. That's so sweet. It's so sad though. And I'm like actually like bawling, and everyone again is like, oh my God, someone like sort this girl out. She's always crying. But yeah, I think, I mean, we all got closer again after doing that.
Yeah.
We were all seeing each other every day, either like where we were staying or, you know, we were all hanging out at night. And it was just so
that
nice.
Great. Like, that sounds so great.
Uh-huh. And even, I mean, the work there was amazing, seeing like all these different designers in one space. It's like, it's really overwhelming, but you're like, I might not get this kind of opportunity again to do something like this. So I'm going to like eat it up.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it all in. And it was just amazing.
Yeah. Would you go again?
Absolutely, yeah.
I really want to go. I really want to go. Every time I speak to someone about it, they just absolutely loved it. And it's amazing that you guys got the opportunity to go as students.
Yeah.
Because I can imagine, like, you've been flooded with inspiration. And what an experience as well to do something outside of just uni. Because I feel like, you know, if you're constantly like doing this, like, you're coming in, the only time you see your classmates really is in class. You're doing uni work, you speak about uni work, and that's all that really you talk about. But when you go to something like that, you're going out for dinner, you're going to the pub for a drink, like you're going for a walk down the beach, and it's Barcelona, isn't it? Did you do any sightseeing? Did you have any time for sightseeing? Like,
yeah, we did. So we saw the you know, the massive like cathedral.
Yes. What is that called again? I can't remember. On top of my tongue, I can't remember. But one that they're still building.
Yeah,
yeah.
We saw that, and oh my god, it's huge.
Yeah.
I've never felt smaller in my life, and I'm not very tall as it is.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh my god, and we did like an open bus tour on like our last day, and that was just hilarious, to be honest, because we're on the top of this like bus, and it's like obviously open.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, we're in Barcelona, it'll be like boiling, we're freezing, we're absolutely freezing, we're there in our denim jackets like pure shivering, and all the antics we had as well, because I'm sure she won't mind me saying this, but if she does, she's not here, but one of my friends Lauren, it got to the point where she actually really badly needed to pee, and it's cold, and the cold doesn't help when you need to pee, and she's there like shivering, and she's like, I really need to pee, guys, and it's like, we've still got like another 45 minutes, Lauren. Do you want to stop at some point? She's like, no, guys, I can make it. We can do it. And then when the bus stops, one of the boys thought it'd be funny, and he poured a bit of water on her leg, and she genuinely thought she'd like wet herself. And she's like, oh my god,
that's so mean.
But she made it. She's fine, guys.
Yeah,
know?
She's still. I hope so. I hope she's still not holding that in. Like, Jesus, it's been like 2 months. Oh, brilliant! No, it's like, that's so lovely. Like, I wish we had something like that to bring us closer together. And what an experience. What an experience. So we are now moving on to the best part of the podcast, the most important question minute.
Of course.
Which is, what is your movie of the week and the tastiest pie you've ever had? Now, it can be your favourite movie. It can be a movie you just recently watched. It can be both. Whatever you want.
I think my favourite movie, and I was probably too young to watch this at the time, but I loved it, is The Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, classic.
Isn't it?
Anne Hathaway, Meryl Streep, icons, Emily Blunt.
I know.
That was like the start of her career.
I know.
She's so good in it.
I know. My mum actually looks like Meryl Streep in that movie now. She's got the hair.
No, wait, I love it. Oh, what's that about that movie you love?
I think I love the fashion, for one, obviously. I've always been a massive Anne Hathaway fan, like Princess Diaries and...
Oh, yeah. I've not seen her new movie yet. The Idea of You.
Oh my god.
That was actually David's movie of the week.
Was it really?
Yeah, because he watched it recently. Have you watched it?
Oh my god, yeah.
Is it good?
I love it, yeah. Except when I watched it and then it got to the end, I was like, because it's meant to be like, the end's 5 years later.
Right.
And I was like, oh my god, I kind of wish that they looked like that the entire movie. And I'm like, because I'm like, oh my god, he looks so much better looking now. What have they done to him?
I'm guessing they're maybe trying to make him look a bit more youthful start and things like that. Yeah, I need to watch it
at the end, and I'm like, oofed, where have you been this whole movie?
Guys, come on, do it totally wrong. Yeah, is that your all-time favourite movie?
Yeah.
That's a good choice, Devil Wears Prada. It's a rewatchable film. I feel like you can just rewatch it, not get bored of it, because it's funny. And Meryl Streep's amazing in it. What is it she says? It's just like florals for spring. It's just like, how original. Or something like that.
Groundbreaking.
That's it. Oh, she's fucking brilliant. So what's the tastiest pie you've ever had?
So I was actually talking to my mum about this last night, because I'm like, Chloe's going to ask me this question and I need to know the answer. It's the most important question she's going to ask me on this podcast. And I was actually eating like the pie that I'm going to talk about.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I don't know how like brilliant. Meant to be. So, you know the like round like Scotch pies you get?
Yes.
I love them, but we don't call them Scotch pies, we call them Papa pies.
Why?
So basically, so when my mum was growing up, and when I say growing up, I do mean like really young, she used to do like the potato and milk deliveries with my papa, so her dad, and they would go to her papa's house after they'd like delivered that in the morning, and he would always have a papa pie ready for the pair of them. And then, so my nana's from Cyprus. So when my nan and papa moved back out there after, like, my mum and her siblings had grown up and they wanted to go back home, at the time, they didn't have Scotch pies in Cyprus.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
I know. Shocking.
So when we would go over to Cyprus, we would bring my papa Scotch pies because he couldn't get them where he was, and they were, like, his wee reminder of home.
Love
and
that.
And his dad. So, yeah, papa pies.
That's a... I love that little story. That is fantastic. Yeah, you definitely don't have Scotch pies in Cyprus, because if they did, I would have been eating them.
Exactly. Yeah. I think we have them now, and I'm like, a bit late. A bit,
I know, I'm not like... there anymore. For fuck's sake. Oh, no, what a place. Cyprus, what a place. Have you been to Cyprus on holiday and stuff? Or?
Oh, my God, yeah. First time I went, I think I was like 9 or 10 weeks old. My mum's like, get her on a plane.
Start them young. Exactly, get her the, give her the Cyprus bug young.
I know. So we used to go twice a year, every year. And now we kind of just do it like once a year.
Whereabouts in Cyprus did you go?
Limassol.
Yes. That's so weird. We lived like 40 minutes drive from there, not even like half an hour. We used to go to Limassol all the time. We used to go to the McDonald's in Limassol. Was always amazing because they had this big play area in the McDonald's. And it was the best thing since sliced bread. I loved it. There's so many nice bars. The actual promenade in Limassol is stunning.
Yeah.
And they've put a lot of money into it now as well, because I was there in 2020, I think.
Right, yeah.
November time. And like the whole promenade and like the harbour and stuff, there's like these big fancy restaurants and things.
There's like a Jamie Oliver down there as well, and it's like, okay, guys.
All right, Limassol.
I know, right?
It's like the holiday destination. Are you going to go back anytime soon? Are you planning?
Yeah, so we're going in September, but... I'm so excited we're all going.
Oh, brilliant.
So, like, my nana's there on her own now because my papa passed away.
Oh,
so
no.
She's, I know. So she's out there on her own. I mean, she's got her siblings and she's one of 10. So she's kind of not exactly on her own, but she's on her own.
Yeah.
So me and my mum are going and my auntie's going.
Yeah.
And then my uncle who lives in Australia, he's going. So he only goes, brilliant. Like, once every 2 years because... you know, money.
Yes.
Going to Australia, to Cyprus, is like, oofed.
Oh,
okay.
No.
So he's going and he's bringing his new girlfriend as well, so we'll get to meet her.
Oh, nice. Big family trip.
And also we're so excited.
September's a nice time of year to go as well.
Yeah, because it's not stifling.
It's not like 40 degrees and all the schools are back, so it's not absolutely heaven, because Larnaca Airport and Paphos Airport in the height of summer... No thanks.
Not cute. It's really not cute.
There's such small airports and there's like thousands of people. And it's sweating. The heat is so hot.
I know.
Oh, I'm really hoping to go next year for my 30th. Like, fingers crossed. I love it so much. No, it's the best place on earth.
It really is. And the food as well. It's like, you can't beat it.
Maisie's, like, shish kebab. Give me all the pork. Because you eat a lot of pork there.
Yes.
And they do pork burgers. I mean, I used to get a pork burger all the time, like, at school. Mm-hmm. And they were just amazing. Which is so good. Oh, right, we could speak about Cyprus for fucking days.
I know, we really can.
But is there anything that you want to say, any advice you want to give, anything that I haven't asked you that you'd like to mention before we head off, madam?
I think just to the third year, so we're now coming in to fourth year, because I had a wee mentee last year and she was asking me a couple of questions and I thought, you know what, this is actually good advice I'm giving here. I'm going to, like, share it.
Yeah.
So I think push yourself. Always think, push yourself out your comfort zones, because that's where you're going to see the most amount of growth.
Yes.
But I think have fun, like, enjoy every last second of it. So our lecturer Dave was always like, guys, this is going to go by so fast, and I'm like, yeah, okay Dave, tell me that when my dissertation's done. But it does, it genuinely goes so fast.
Yes, it does.
So I think enjoy every second you can of it.
Great advice.
Yeah.
Great advice. Oh, thank you so much for coming on, Marin. You were an absolute joy to speak to. Where can people find you if they want to look at your work, follow you on social media?
Yeah, so just on Instagram, it's literally Marin Thompson Designs.
Sorted.
Dead simple, dead to the point.
I will link it in the bio as well for people to check out your work, because you're a very talented designer.
Thank
you're an awesome wee human as well, so thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome.